Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
And this is Jose.
Episode 206, The Widow's Mite.
We're going to read a story by Elaine Strickland McKay. Bessie watched the wind hurl snow as it howled through Huntsville, Utah. It's a cold Christmas, she thought. Colder than those of the Depression. Colder now that her husband was dead.
Before the fire had flickered out, Bessie had heated the iron and made her way up the winding stairs of the stone home to iron the sheets before her 8 children climbed into their beds.
Warm, purred the baby as she snuggled in her crib. Even Bessie's 16-year-old son chuckled and sighed as his feet found where the iron had been. The children were noisily unaware that the iron was heated by bits of slack coal from a supply that wouldn't last the winter. Nor had they ever noticed that the smiling woman who pressed the sheets or patched dresses and somehow never hungry.
The next morning, Bessie would build the fire while the 4 boys went out to feed and milk old Sally, the only animal not sold to pay debts. The little girls would wait in the kitchen until chores were done. Then all would line up, smallest to tallest, and at the sound of Bessie's first notes on the piano, would march and sing their way in to the tree. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
They had cut the tree themselves and trimmed it with paper chains and popcorn, but there was nothing under it, and Bessie had little to put there. Someone had sent her a few oranges and nuts. That was enough, she knew, to cause shouts of delight. But as she sat looking out at the half-buried village, the old question returned. What can I give my children for Christmas? After a moment, she saw the answer.
In the morning, when songs were sung and oranges eaten, Bessie said, "Today, because it's Christmas Day, we're going to do something special. We are going to take gifts to a family who is poor." The house grew quiet. Poor was a word they shunned.
Then Bessie, her eyes shining, explained that many people in the world had very little, and since they themselves had so much, it was only right that they share. They could look through their possessions and find a gift, a hair ribbon, a book, some clothes. "And I'll make apple pies," she beamed.
When the pies were cooled, Bessie placed 2 in a basket where the children had put their gifts. She covered all with a bright cloth. At last, everything was ready. Then above the excited chatter, a boy's voice demanded, "Mother, why are we doing this when we don't have enough for ourselves?"
There, someone had said it. The smiles vanished. Even the baby was silent.
"What we have is enough," Bessie said softly, "and what we are giving is small. We are keeping the precious things, our testimonies of the gospel, this great stone house built by your grandfather, our love for one another, happy memories of what has been, hope for good things that are to come. All this is ours to keep. These few gifts we have gathered are ours to share. Come, my son, you may carry the basket."
Christmas night was cold, and Bessie again ironed the sheets. Amid the clamor of getting ready for bed, she felt a sense of peace and assurance. She could not know that one of her sons would become a United States congressman, and one a United States federal judge, that there would be 2 mission presidents and a visitor's center director, that 3 sons would serve as bishops and the other one as a state president, that all 4 of her little girls would someday be called as a Relief Society president and one as a mission mother. She could not know that all of her sons would fulfill missions, that all would serve in the armed forces protecting freedom around the world. She could not visualize the 12 college degrees, the scholarships, trophies, and awards that would accumulate. Nor could she know for sure that each would marry in the temple. She could not foresee the shared planning, pennies, and prayers that would cause it all to happen. And later that evening, as she watched the last ember die in the old stove and felt the house grow cold, she little knew that in 27 years she would be named Utah's Mother of the Year.
Bessie knew only that she had given her children something for Christmas that they could never lose. Years from now, on a cold winter night, when they were far from home, they would find it small and sacred in their hearts.
And there would be other things she could give to them as days and months went by, little things like warm sheets.
Now discuss with your family, what did you learn from the widow's mite?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.